pleasant good morning to you today. I say today is TGIF Friday, January 25, 2008. I'm Don Wayne, your host for the next hour on RVN for a program that we've called That's How I See It. So nice that you could join us today. We invite you to call in at 800-313-9443. Today we don't have open phones, we have a guest, but you're invited to call at 800-313-9443. So whoever you are and wherever you may be, a very warm welcome to you. Glad you could join us. Well, this is the time of year that most of us are thinking, unfortunately, about, dare I say it, taxes. The tax man cometh. And in spite of recent tax cuts, seems to want more and more of our hard-earned dollars each and every passing year. Huh? Well, our guest this morning has some critically important information to share with you on how you may be able to keep more and more of those hard-earned dollars by using the same system, for example, that Donald Trump, among many other luminaries, do to legally, that's the key word, legally protect your assets from being eaten away by a seemingly insatiable federal government. So, without further ado, may I introduce today's guest, who is a professional business consultant specializing in Nevada corporations. It's my pleasure this morning to welcome to our program Mr. James Baggs. Good morning to you, sir, and welcome to our program.
Why, thank you, sir. I certainly appreciate that kind introduction. It's an honor and a pleasure, and I certainly want to express my gratitude for your kind invitation to be on your show.
You're more than welcome, James. Nevada corporations, now, what exactly is meant by that term, and why should it be of interest to our listeners?
Well, every state has what we call a corporate program, and you can register a corporation of various types, and we'll talk about that a little later. You can register a corporation in any state that you wish. And that is one way of conducting your business affairs, of course. There are some other things that you can do with a corporation, even if you're not in business. But the Nevada corporate program is very unique for some reasons I'll go into shortly. And it is our professional opinion that they certainly do have the best program in the nation.
When you say unique, James, can you elaborate a little bit? In other words, this is absolutely unique. Is unique. There's no such thing as very unique or whatever. In other words, Nevada stands alone with its particular legislation. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct. As we all know, Nevada, and in particular Las Vegas, is the gambling capital of the world. It is the entertainment capital of the world. There are approximately 40 million people a year that pass through Nevada wow. for recreational purposes, gaming, gambling, sightseeing, tourism, etc. They have time on their hands and money in their pockets, at least the vast majority of them do, and they're there spending money. The revenue from the gaming is in the billions of dollars, of course, every year. And the state of Nevada benefits from that. They have a room tax on every hotel room every night that room is occupied. And so it creates a tremendous amount of income for the state of Nevada. And so that is one of the reasons that gives them an advantage. They have no corporate income tax in the state of Nevada. I'm speaking of state taxes right now, not federal.
But, may I interrupt for just a moment, James?
Yes.
And I know you don't have a crystal ball there, but is there any indication that that could possibly change in the not-too-distant future? We're up against the break. Hold that thought. Be right back. We have Mr. James Baggs on the line, and we invite your telephone calls to join in at 800-313-9443. Don Wayne, back in a moment.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Okay, we're back. We have a special guest on the line with us this morning, Mr. James Baggs. And we invite your phone calls. If you have a question now as we go along, give us a call at 800-313-9443. I can think of no more important subject than we can be discussing on this program between now and April 15th or whenever, or for that matter, any day of the year. Taxes are such a huge concern for all of us, aren't they? And so give us a call, join in. At the end of the program, we're going to be giving out James's email address and telephone number should you want to get in touch with him. But, James, when we went to break, we were discussing legislation, has this legislation pretty well been established in Nevada so that there's not much danger of a new legislative branch coming in and turning the table, so to speak, on Nevada corporations?
Yes, Don, I don't see that as any danger at all. These rules have been in place for many, many years. And as long as Las Vegas and the other cities in Nevada continue to allow legalized gambling, I certainly don't see that changing anytime soon, if ever. I don't see any threat to that because the state of Nevada does not need the revenue from a corporate income tax. That's why they have none, and I do not see that changing at all.
Very good. Go ahead.
Now, there's some other things that make their program rather unique, and we will roll the clock back a little bit and go back 20, 30, 40 years ago, maybe even longer than that, at the beginning of the gambling business in Las Vegas, when Bugsy Siegel was instrumental in setting up the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, the very first major gambling establishment in the state of Nevada. Mm-hmm. The the mafia had quite a bit of power in those days in the state of Nevada, and they got some very unusual laws passed for numerous reasons. Some of them pertain to corporations, and one of the rules in Nevada is that you only need one person to be involved in your corporation, and that one individual, the same individual person, can fill all of the officer positions in your corporation. In other words, we can set up a corporation for you in the state of Nevada, and you yourself can be the chairman of the board, the chief executive officer, chief financial officer, president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, the janitor, or anything in between. You can also be the entire board of directors, so that you do not need to get anyone else involved in your corporate entity if you choose not to do so. Mm-hmm. Now, you can have more people involved if you wish. That is your decision. But the beauty of that is you can have one corporation that you totally control and run by yourself without anyone else being involved in it. And the only legal requirement that Nevada has is that you be a legal adult. So anyone over the age of 18 can own and operate their Nevada corporation and do so legally.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing that makes the program in Nevada rather unique is that stockholders are private information. What that means to one is that the state of Nevada does not ask who owns the stock in your corporation. Actually, they do not want to know. They do not want this information. They respect your privacy, and we can help you get a great deal of privacy through your Nevada corporation, in as such as we can set up your Nevada corporation for you so that you will be allowed to engage in any legal business you wish in any part of the country, and you can have complete privacy behind the corporate shield. Okay. Now, that being said, there are a lot of people looking for privacy these days. God knows, after 9/11 and the Homeland Security Act being passed and the Patriot Act being passed, and they've both been made permanent legislation, although they were supposed to be temporary, as we all know. Mm-hmm. We've lost a lot of the privacy that we had before. And I'm not saying you can't stop the government from taking a look at certain things under certain conditions these days. But it is a nice feeling to know that you can be engaging in a legal business with your Nevada corporation, and virtually no one knows who owns that corporation unless you choose to divulge that information.
So there's total anonymity?
There can be total anonymity. And when we get ready to establish the corporation for one of our clients, let's say, for example, they indicate they're ready to move forward, we will have some preliminary discussion with them about just how much privacy they would like to have. They can have a little bit, they can have a lot, they can have complete anonymity. Okay.
So there's no chance of this information, any private information, being shared with other governmental agencies and so forth?
That is correct. That is correct. Mm-hmm. Now, there's one other aspect of the Nevada corporate program that I find quite appealing, and most people will agree. They are the only state in the nation, and I'll say that again, the only state in the nation that has never signed an information-sharing agreement with our friends, the Internal Revenue Service. And I'm being facetious when I say that. those folks are not necessarily friends of mine. But Nevada has the guts to stand up to them and say, no, we do not share information with governmental agencies about our corporate citizens, and they steadfastly refuse to cooperate with the Internal Revenue Service. So that, I think, is, you know, we don't have anything to hide from the IRS. Everything we do is completely and 100% legal. But people feel good knowing that Nevada does have the gumption to stand up to them and say, no, we don't share that information mm-hmm. with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So that
a person interested in forming a Nevada corporation, then, James, can do so with the complete confidence, actually, that this information is going to stay private, and there's no possible way that this information can be leaked out to other, as I say, governmental agencies and what have you.
That is correct. That is correct.
And so, go ahead.
Go ahead, Don.
Well, no, I was just going to ask you, for example, for those who are interested now in, for example, how they can become involved in this thing. I don't want to get ahead of you here, James. We'll have you on for the whole hour. I think what you're telling us is just absolutely essential information. And so we've got plenty of time here. And if you want to join in, if you have a question for James, feel free to call us. Our lines are open at 800-313-9443. Feel free to call. So in any event, can you just sort of gently walk us through the procedures here somewhat as to what's involved in setting up a Nevada Corporation?
Yes, Don, I'll be happy to do that.
I don't want to jump ahead of you.
Okay, all right, fine. Let's just go through some of the basic services that we provide to our clients, and we'll explain what we do and a little bit about how we do it and that sort of thing. Keeping in mind that we are dealing in some, actually quite a bit of proprietary confidential information, so there are some subjects that I will not be able to give all of the intimate details out on this call, but I will certainly give you an idea of some of the possibilities and what we do and how we do it. First of all, I'd like to say that we've been in this business 12 years now, and we do have quite a number of clients scattered around the nation. My personal experience was such that many years ago I was in the retail business, and unfortunately I was not structured properly. And by that I mean that I did not have the proper corporate entities in place to protect me from my business liabilities. And what happened to me was, through no fault of my own, I became involved in a very bitter legal dispute and litigation with a very large company that was much bigger, much more powerful, and certainly had a lot more money than I did. But I did have some funds to stand up and fight for myself. And I went through, as I said, this was through no fault of my own. I had done nothing wrong, but we got into some major litigation, and I found out what a nightmare that can be. And when I spoke to my attorney and asked him if he could protect me and make these people go away, he told me that because of the fact that I was not structured properly, I was in a very vulnerable position, and that if things didn't go my way, that I stood to lose everything I had. Now, I didn't have a great deal at the time, but I had some assets that I considered to be quite valuable, and I certainly didn't want to lose them, especially when I had done nothing wrong.
Absolutely.
So we got involved in civil litigation, and I found out what a nightmare that can be, whether you're wrong or right. And a lot of people don't realize that the moment someone files a lawsuit against you, whether they have just cause or not, you are forced to go out and hire an attorney to defend yourself. Mm-hmm. If you do not do that, you will automatically lose that lawsuit through default if you don't defend yourself.
James, if I can just say at this point, I think that's one of the glaring deficiencies in our entire legal system in this nation. Go ahead.
You're absolutely right. And I'll tell you what happens and how that gets started. And what it does is it enables even someone with absolutely no money to file a lawsuit against you with no money out of that person's pocket. And the reason for that, and here's an interesting statistic that I'll throw out to you folks today, with a little less than 5% of the world's population living in this great nation today, we have over 96% of the world's lawsuits. Now, to me, that's a scary number. And your chances of getting sued are increasing all the time. As a matter of fact, there's so much civil litigation going on in this nation today, most of it frivolous, that is instigated by a lot of attorneys who are interested in
James,
making a very
good living. James, we're up against a hard break here. Can you hold that thought?
Certainly,
we'll be right back. Join us
here.
You can join in at 800-313-9443. Don Butler back with James Baggs in a moment.
The The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, we're back. I have on the line with me a very, very interesting guest this morning. He's Mr. James Baggs, and he's a professional business consultant who specializes in Nevada corporations. Methinks that's something that we should all be aware of. And so we're back now, James, and go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Don. Appreciate that. As I was saying, it's very easy for someone to file a lawsuit against you in this nation with no money because of what we call the contingency fee basis. Contingency fee works like this. If someone thinks they have a valid reason for filing a lawsuit against you, they can go to see an attorney who will look at the case first and decide if he is going to be able to get paid once they get a final judgment against you and he collects that judgment. What that means is he's going to do an asset search on you, the person who is the object of the lawsuit, and find out what you own. They can do that in numerous ways. If you're a property owner, of course, that's public information down at the county recorder's office. If you're a business owner, that's registered in your local state, most likely under your personal name. And if you have a local corporation, usually it's very difficult to get any privacy with a local corporation in your home state. So he can do a very quick asset search. He'll probably charge his prospective client a little money to do that, and he will make a decision based on what you own as to whether or not he will proceed with that lawsuit. If he finds that you have a home in your name, a piece of property, which is one of the main targets they look for, and you have equity in that home, and they can ascertain that in about 15 minutes by researching the county recorder records, and they don't even have to go down to the county any longer. They can do that online, and with a quick look, running your name through the computer or the address of your property, they can pull up the various information: when you purchased the property, what you paid for it, what your mortgages are on the property, and then through comparables in your area, he can figure what your equity happens to be in that property. And if you have enough equity or you have enough assets of any kind in your name, which could be planes, boats, automobiles, what have you, all of this information can be obtained by these attorneys, and they're very good at getting it. Then he will make a decision to proceed with that lawsuit. So the individual suing you is not out of pocket more than a few hundred dollars to do the asset search.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment that lawsuit is filed against you, you have to go out and find an attorney to defend yourself, because if you don't, you will lose through default. They will take a judgment against you, and then they will come and take away your possessions. So this is what gets a lot of this litigation started. And, of course, the attorneys are smiling all the way to the bank, because mm-hmm. when they do a contingency fee case, the standard rate is that they will collect one-third of the judgment if they don't go to trial. If they go to a jury trial or any trial at all, they will get 40% of the judgment plus their expenses. And the attorney pays all the expenses out of his pocket and devotes his time and energy and effort to bringing that case to fruition. So quite often the attorneys will end up with 50% or more of the judgment.
Wow.
And so they get paid very well.
That's no little amount, is it?
Yes.
I say that's no little amount, is it, James?
No, it's no small amount. Well, if you take a judgment of $250,000, the attorney gets 50% of that, roughly. He's walking away to the bank with $125,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you may get some if you're the one that asked him to do that, but... there could be an innocent party on the receiving end of that judgment that might lose their home and anything else they have of value. So it's very important to get yourself structured properly because of this unusual situation in the United States today with the contingency fee basis. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what we do, among other things, is we have a complete package of service that comes with every corporation that we form. And one of the first things that we do is get your corporation registered very quickly, in a matter of days, because we feel once you're ready to move forward, we should move forward quickly so that you can begin receiving the benefits of your Nevada corporation in a most expeditious manner. We file the documentation by hand. I mean, we actually go into the Secretary of State's office in Nevada, get the paperwork in very quickly. We pay for expedited processing. And once that process starts, we have your corporation set up in 48 hours or less. And then we're going to show you how to use the corporation once it's in place, because we learned many years ago that people need a lot of help with their Nevada corporation once they have it. Now, getting a corporation is a fairly simple matter. Knowing how to use it properly, how to structure it properly, how to get it legal, how to keep it legal, and how to get the various benefits that may be available to you as the owner or operator of that Nevada corporation, this is where our service comes in, and I think this is the value that we provide to our clients. And we do give you an unlimited amount of service on your corporation. Some of the things, not all, but some of the main things we will show you how to do is reduce your taxes. This is a very important thing these days, of course.
Wow.
Taxes are bad, and they're getting worse, and the Democrats have made it very clear that they're going to raise taxes. Now, it appears that there's going to be some money coming back in the form of this new rebate program that the Bush administration has just announced. But I think it's probably going to be July before anyone gets a check. So in the meantime, people are going to continue to suffer. But I certainly have no qualms about saying that taxes will get worse in the future.
Yeah. James, hold that thought. We're up against another break here.
Okay.
In any event, I have James Baggs on the line. If you want to join in the conversation, have a question, call us. 800-313-9443. Don Wayne, back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
All right, we're back. I'm Don Wayne, and I have a special guest online with me today. His name is James Beggs. He's a professional business consultant specializing in Nevada corporations. James, I find this entire subject absolutely fascinating. And I'm sure that our listeners are as well. If the listeners want to join in, you're invited to call. It's 800-313-9443. And go ahead, James, as far as we interrupted you there, but just pick up on where you left off.
Okay. Thank you again, Don. And getting back to the what we call the package of service that we provide with every corporation we form, we move forward in a very expeditious manner, get the corporation in place, and then we want to teach you how to use it to reduce your taxes, protect your assets, gain privacy and or anonymity, build corporate credit if you wish, teach you how to use the corporate shield to protect yourself from your business liabilities, and show you how it is possible to eliminate the probate process on your estate, and also at the same time eliminate all inheritance taxes on your estate using your Nevada corporation. These are some of the main points that we would like to teach you how to take advantage of under the Nevada corporate program. Now, if one is involved in a business of any kind, you certainly need the corporation for that reason, if no other. If you have valuable assets worth protecting, that is another reason for the need for a Nevada corporation. You do not have to be engaged in an active business in order to participate and own and operate your own Nevada corporation. Some people have a corporation in place that's registered in Nevada as a holding company just to hold assets to protect them. I'd like to talk now about some of the different entities that are available for people to do business under in the United States today and explain the differences, because a lot of people are confused about this. What we normally form for our clients is what is called a C corporation, C from the letter corporation, which is the highest form of corporate entity that is available today. Now that the C corp is in a category all its own, and I'd like to put that off to the side for just a moment or two, and we'll come back to it, because all of the other entities are on the opposite side of the equation, and they're lumped together in the other category. These are what we call pass-through entities, and they include the limited liability company, or LLC, the S corporation, which is highly recommended by accountants and CPAs around the nation, and S corps are used by a lot of professional people and small business people on the advice of their accountants. Then you have the sole proprietorship, the husband and wife partnership, the DBAs of America. DBA, of course, stands for doing business as, and a sole prop or a DBA is the least expensive way of getting your business registered and getting it off the ground, although it's one of the most dangerous ways you can ever do business. But these are all characterized as pass-through entities. The LLC, the S-Corp, the sole proprietorship, the husband and wife partnership, and the DBAs, they're all pass-through entities. And what that means is that the income passes through or flows through to the owner behind it. And so it is not possible to protect yourself as well with any of these entities as compared to the C-Corp. The Nevada C-Corp stands on its own. It files its own individual separate tax return and is actually a separate legal entity from you and I and everyone else. It's a separate legal person under the law, okay? Whereas on the other hand, on the other side of the equation, none of these other entities file their own tax returns. They're all pass-through entities. And the IRS actually refers to them as disregarded entities. So what happens is the money flows through your LLC or your S-Corp to you, the owner, behind it. Any good lawyer knows how to follow the money trail to the owner through an S-Corp, take the owner into court, and take away his assets with a lawsuit. So I think you get the point there as far as the protection factor is concerned. It's much better to have a C-Corp in place. And with the privacy and anonymity we can give you in Nevada, you have a much greater shield to protect you using the Nevada corporate shield because of the privacy and the other reasons that we've touched on earlier. So, tax-wise, and while we're talking about taxes, I'll just touch briefly on the Federal Reserve and what happened many years ago, and we've got a very deplorable situation on our hands today because of the Federal Reserve Act that became law in 1913. It was put together in a very secret meeting, which was held in Jekyll Island, Georgia, in 1910, and it took them 3 years to get the legislation passed. But it became law in 1913, and I think it was one of the worst things that ever happened to this great nation. And what it did was give the banking moguls of the days, the Rothschilds and the Morgans and the Rockefellers, they were able to form a money cartel which controls all of our money. I don't think that's a good thing. The government got the ability to spend and spend and spend without answering to the taxpayers immediately and go over the budget and create this tremendous deficit. And one of the major problems with this nation today and why we have so much inflation.
James, can I just interject here for a moment?
Sure, go ahead, Don.
We're off the gold standard now. Roosevelt took us partially off, and then Nixon came along to his everlasting discredit, I believe, and took us completely off the gold standard.
Right.
Now, I'm not suggesting a return to the gold standard, but maybe silver or something, but that's not the point. That's not the reason I interrupted your train of thought. The point is this, that no nation historically has ever gone off the gold standard and then failed to print themselves out of business. That's the danger we're in this nation today. Go ahead, James.
You're exactly right. And as long as the government keeps printing this worthless paper money so they can spend and spend and overspend, we're going to have serious repercussions, and I think we've got some very serious repercussions coming shortly, because you cannot continue like this indefinitely. And unfortunately, the dollar is losing its respect, and it's declining all over the world, and the future doesn't look too bright as far as our currency is concerned. And hopefully, we'll get the right man in the right places, the right people in the right places to do something about this problem. But
absolutely.
Yeah. At any rate, we don't have a good situation on our hands there. And tax-wise, that's another reason why our taxes will continue to get worse, because they need more and more revenue. And they're overspending all the time. So if you do not have yourself structured properly, and you don't have the advantages of a Nevada C-Corp, be prepared to put more and more money out of your pocket as time goes on and give it to the government, who will not even say thank you and will most likely squander it on some ridiculous government program somewhere. As an example, just right quick, let's take an individual who has, on the advice of his accountant or CPA, set up an S-corporation for his business or her business, and let's just suppose that they're living in the state of New York, pardon me, and they have an online business. Maybe they're selling things on eBay through the Internet. And they have a nice little home-based business that generates $100,000 a year. Pretty nice little business. Very low overhead. They're working out of the home and just working online, selling items on eBay. And there are a lot of people doing something like this today. So they formed an S-corporation because that's what their accountant told them to do. So here's what happens with that individual. The $100,000 of income comes in, and it will automatically pass through the S-corporation to the owner behind it. So that's going to put that individual in the 32% federal income tax bracket, and it'll probably get higher. But right now, let's look at 32% federal. Now, because that individual lives in New York, New York has a personal income tax in the state of New York that runs, I believe, between 8 and 12%. So let's just take 10% in the middle here, and he's got to deal with that as well. So he's got an additional 10% New York state income tax on that income of $100,000. So 32 and 10 puts him at 42%, which is not looking too good. Now, but it gets worse.
And James, can I once again interrupt, and I don't mean to do this, but yes. I think any economist worth his salt will tell you that when the government spends more than 40% of the gross domestic product, used to be called the gross national product,
right,
the free market system can no longer endure. And so we are existing as a free market system today, not because of, but in spite of our federal government. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so we're now looking at 32 federal, 10% state, 42%. But we're not done yet. It gets worse, much worse. Because this individual is self-employed, they must now add the 15.3% self-employment tax to the 42% liability they already have acquired. So we're now looking at 57.3%, which is the total tax liability as those monies come in the moment they're received by this individual who is operating this business. They have the tax liability. It's instantaneous and inescapable. So you're looking at a 57.3% tax liability on an income of $100,000, which translates to $57,300. That's what the government would like you to give them. Now, with a home mortgage interest deduction and a little fine-tuning, you might be able to get that down to around the 50% area, but that's probably the bottom line. The end result is you're most likely going to be giving about half of your hard-earned money to the government. Now, on the other hand, with the Nevada C Corporation in place, let's take the same person in the same place doing the same thing with the same income who comes to us and says, I would like to find a better way. Wonderful. We set up the corporation immediately. We assist them in setting up the corporate bank account in the state of New York. And you're right, you do not have to go to Nevada to get your corporation, or you don't ever have to go to Nevada. You don't have to be a resident of Nevada, of course. You do not have to do business in Nevada, and you don't need a bank account in Nevada. So we'll help you get your bank account set up and your local bank in your local city or state, okay? So we get that cooperation in place for this individual, him or her. The bank account gets opened, and the $100,000 of income is now diverted into the corporate bank account. And the money comes into the Nevada C Corp in this fashion, and this is a very key point. A Nevada C Corp is not taxed on its income. This is a very important fact here. So the income comes in with no tax liability, no tax owed. And it puts you in the position of being able to use what we refer to as pre-tax dollars. I'll explain that to you briefly. Most people in this nation today, and they've been doing it all their lives and probably will continue to do so because they don't know a better way, they use what we call after-tax dollars. In other words, you go out and you create an income, the money comes in, you pay the tax, and you get to keep what's left, if there is anything left. With the Nevada C Corp, it is exactly the opposite. We turn the equation around in your favor, not only put you in control, but we'll show you how to eliminate a lot of your taxes using the strategies that we put together over the past 12 years. So the $100,000 now goes into the Nevada C Corp bank account with no tax liability. You are in a position to use pre-tax dollars to do some wonderful things for you and your family in living the corporate lifestyle with people like Donald Trump, Ross Perot, Michael Jackson, Robert Kiyosaki, even O.J. Simpson, Madonna. All of these people are using Nevada corporations, by the way. And to be very honest with you, they're not our clients, but we know and we have information, factual information, that they are using Nevada corporations in their business transactions. Why would they do that? Because they want to get wealthy very quickly and they want to protect themselves. We can put you on the same level with these types of people because we have the same information that they use to give themselves a very, very nice lifestyle under the corporate umbrella. So the $100,000 comes to the corporation. There's no tax owed. You're in a position to use pre-tax dollars to reduce the profit. And another key factor with the C Corp is in Nevada, if there is no profit, there is no tax on the corporate side. Now, we're not saying there'll never be any profit and never be any taxes. There probably will be if you have a cash flow of $100,000 a year. But the bottom line is we can teach you how to reduce that profit because there are literally hundreds of tax-deductible items that that Nevada C Corp can take advantage of to reduce the profit. So, for example, at the end of the year, if your profit has been whittled down to $5,000, and as an example, you can put $47,000 a year into a SEP account, you can set up an IRA, a KEO, you can travel the world and have board of directors meetings and make the corporation pay for those things with those pre-tax dollars. So there are many, many ways that we can teach you how to reduce that profit. So if you bring the profit down to, say, $10,000 by the end of the corporate tax year, the corporation would make a profit, and it would pay a tax in the first year of operation, which would make the IRS very, very happy. And the corporation would pay a little tax, but only at the 15% rate, and only on the profit of $10,000, not the income of $100,000. 15% of $10,000, which I believe would be $1,500, which I think is pretty respectable. This puts you in control of the taxes by controlling the profit on your Nevada corporation. Now, if that individual chooses to pay themselves a small salary to cover their minimum living expenses, that would be taxable income to the individual, of course. So they want to keep that salary small if they choose to do that. But whatever happens, the outcome is going to be much, much better for this particular individual with that income of $100,000 by having that Nevada C Corp in place and having our help and expertise on how to use it properly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the tax advantage and how that works, and I hope I've made that clear. Don, what do you think?
I think it's so very, very important, James. I really do. And you know what we should do? We've got a break coming up here in a little bit, but I'm sure many of our listeners would like to know how to get in touch with you, so you can give out your phone number and your email address where they can touch base with you and get some more information, work with you, and so forth. This is so critically important that we're using legal methods here to, as most IRS agents will tell you, that it's your responsibility, really, to take the most, to make sure that you're filing the cleanest return you can as far as getting the maximum amount of money back. if that be the case. And so many of us, I think, are guilty of just, filing away and not really paying that much attention to it. So that is critically important. So, James, we're coming up to a break here now. We'll carry you over to the end of the hour, but is there anything else you'd like to say before the break?
Well, yes, on your suggestion, I will certainly give my contact information now, and I've got another point or two I can make after the break. The best way to reach us is by calling on the phone, and the area code is 949 area code. The number is 273-6577. And I'll say that again, 949 area code, 273-6577. The email address is vegascorps@yahoo.com. That's VEGASCORPS, that is plural, and that is one word, vegascorps@yahoo.com.
Okay, we're up against the break. We'll be right back after the break with James Baggs. Don Wayne here, back in a minute.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back, and in the last few remaining moments here of our program on this TGIF Friday, I'd like to take an opportunity to thank our guest very much for what has been a very, very enlightening hour, James, and we so much appreciate your taking time out of your busy day and joining us here and explaining to myself and our listeners here on RBN of a very worthwhile and a worthwhile program, and something definitely I think we should all be looking into. So in the next couple of minutes here, could you maybe distill it all down and tie up any loose ends and give us a nice little concise package here about Nevada corporations?
Yes, sir, Don. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, and it's a real pleasure being here and working with a fine person like yourself. And what I could say at this point is I believe that there is a need by most people in this nation for a Nevada corporation, if not for tax reduction purposes. For example, if someone's not in business and they're not too concerned about taxes, that might not be the main reason. But to protect what they worked so hard to acquire, that is a very good reason. And let's face it, if you lose all of your assets, who cares what your tax bracket is? You've got to start over, basically. I don't know about you folks, but I don't have time to do that. I'm not interested in starting over. I certainly want to keep what I worked so hard to acquire. And the reason that people like Ross Perot and Donald Trump and Robert Kiyosaki are using Nevada corporations is they know that's the best place. And I didn't mention this earlier, but there's one little tidbit here that I think you folks will find very interesting. Even the Internal Revenue Service, who is the collection agency for the Federal Reserve System, the Federal Reserve is an international corporation. The IRS is a corporation. They are a C corporation, duly registered in the state of Nevada. So the bottom line is, even the IRS knows that's the best place to have your corporation registered. And most people are shocked when I tell them that, but it's a fact.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up.
I almost forgot that, but it's worth mentioning, I believe. At any rate, if you'd like to have some privacy, some anonymity maybe, tax reduction, asset protection, build corporate credit, use the corporate shield to protect yourself from business liabilities, and deal with the probate and inheritance taxes, which can go as high as 60% of the value of your estate, and the government sets the value, we can help you with all these things. We are literally at your service, and you think I might mention the contact information one more time, Don?
Yes, go ahead, James.
Okay, the phone number again is area code 949-273-6577, and the email address is vegascorps@yahoo.com, VEGASCORPS, one word, vegascorps@yahoo.com. And, Don, if you have any questions, go right ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to say, we are literally at your service, and we're here to serve you and provide the utmost service and value here. And we certainly do want to thank everyone for helping us get on this call, and thank you, Don, and it's been a real pleasure. And if you'd like to make any comments or statements or have any questions for me, go right ahead.
Well, the only thing I'd like to say, James, is that I think this has been a most enlightening hour. This is crucial, critically important information, especially in this day and age. I mean, to be able to keep more of what you work so very hard to obtain. James mentioned that he's worked a lifetime. He doesn't want to lose the sweat of his brow, so to speak, to a bureaucracy that can afford to spend multiplied millions of dollars on a bridge to nowhere up in Alaska to serve 53 people. This stuff has got to stop. I don't see it stopping, but at least you've got some way of protecting more of your assets than you probably knew before this hour began. And James, I would like to call upon your expertise from time to time, if you'd be willing to stop by and pay us a visit here on RBN and share what you know with our listeners.
Well, I'd be happy to do that, Don. And again, it's a real
pleasure. Thank you so much. We've got to get out of here, but thank you so much to James Baggs, our special guest today. I'm Don Wayne, TGIF Friday. Have a great week.